This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, Todd.
Let's just let it go.
Let it be.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to come running from the bathroom. Standard radio thing. Your song runs out and you're out of breath. And
see, here's the deal. I didn't ask many of my questions because I always defer to the listeners.
Right.
And they had a lot
now,
of questions.
Yeah.
Emails, Facebooks.
Well, text. Get them back. Ask your questions. We can all hear the answer.
Well, thankfully, he just said, look, anytime.
Here we are. Let's do it.
Accessible as you want. So, I guess that's now up to the listeners. What do you want in the way of coverage on the gubernatorial debate? So, anyway, Doug and I were just chatting about a little bit of an issue on the way out the door that I just didn't get a chance to ask. So, but we did get
so to what was it? What was the answer?
It's too complicated to go into. I'll do it another day, but I don't want to take up the time. It would take a good chunk of this segment, and I don't want to do that. I want to talk about the debate. What did you think of the debate last night,
Scott? We want the details.
Come on.
Yeah. No, it was nothing. It was.
Scott wants to be one of those snobby people in the corner that you don't get to know what I'm talking about over here. Nah.
I think this was the Donald Trump fans. Listen up. Because this may be your version of trash talking. I don't think it is. But I thought this was the best line of the night last night. This is cut one, Todd. You tell me when it's ready. And it's from Ted Cruz very early on in the debate last night. We have some excerpts of the debate. I would like to know what you thought of it.
Ready.
800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Bottom of the hour, our constitutional expert will be here. We bring in Mark Skogerbo on Fridays. Mark the Freedom Poet, because the man lives, breathes, and sleeps the Constitution. It's unbelievable. He's literally dedicated his whole life to advancing the founders' beliefs in his country. It's really cool. Spent most of it in Minnesota. He's a Minnesota native, but a lot of South Dakota and North Dakota as well. So we're going to talk a little about Article 5 today, which has been in the news. Do you have that? You said? Okay, so I think this is the best line of the night. Tell me whether you agree or not. Let her rip.
Say, I'm a maniac, and everyone on this stage is stupid, fat, and ugly. And Ben, you're a terrible surgeon. Now that we've gotten the Donald Trump portion out of the way, I want to thank everyone here for showing the men and women of Iowa the respect to show up and make the case to the people of this state and the people of the country why each of us believe we would make the best commander-in-chief.
Wow. I thought that was the best line of the night.
Nailed it.
Number one, everybody's wondering, okay, how's this going to work? Trump isn't there. You know, is it any good? Is it? And he just gets right to it. And, you know, you're an idiot. You're da-da-da, and you're a terrible surgeon. I mean, because that's Trump. That's his deal. And but then he goes on to pander a little bit, honestly, to the folks of Iowa, but smart politician, saying, hey, we're here to make the case to the people of Iowa. I thought the man who really shine last night was Marco Rubio. And, you know, he is really good at making the case against the viewpoints of the left. Dip cut two. Ready to roll, Todd?
Ready.
Okay, roll that if you would.
Campaign is about the greatest country in the world and a president who has systematically destroyed many of the things that made America special. You see, we usually elect presidents in America that want to change the things that are wrong in America. Barack Obama wants to change America. Barack Obama wants America to be more like the rest of the world. We don't want to be like the rest of the world. We want to be the United States of America.
I love that kind of argument to say, you know, Hillary Clinton would be an extension on Barack Obama, and here's what Barack Obama's about, and here's how I'm going to be different. Because it doesn't get into, I don't like Donald Trump or Ted Cruz this or Jeb Bush that. It's just, and he really did well last night, I thought. Tell me what you thought. We have some other clips as well. Anything you want to chat about, plenty of time here today. On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you. Thank you for that. Mary and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
First off,
Doug says he's not a professional politician, but he did a very, in the 15 days that he claims to have been a politician, he's obviously a very intelligent man and a very quick study, because his answer to you when you pressed him on abortion was a wonderful politician's way of dancing right around the issue.
It was. I would agree with you. And look, you know,
but I still am impressed with what he had to say, and if he can keep that frame of mind as a politician, well, okay, good, but still, he...
Do we need to know? Do we need to know? In other words, there's a part of me that wants to know. I want to know. What's in your heart? What do you believe on this? Now, you can say, I respect people of a different opinion. That's fine. And he's right that a governor in North Dakota is not going to affect a lot of change on North Dakota. But let me tell you, there's some holes in that argument, too. Prime example.
Yes, exactly.
The legislation that was just turned down by the Supreme Court to review related to whether or not a heartbeat constitutes a life. It said very simply, if there's a heartbeat, you can't have an abortion. Ladies and gentlemen, just think, just turn off every bias you have on this issue and ask yourself if a little baby with a heartbeat is a baby, is a life. And I think anybody honestly answering that question, you don't have to be a scientist, would say, of course, yes, that's a baby. It's you know, would it be viable at that moment necessarily outside the womb? No, but that's a baby, that's a life, that's the, you know, okay? So what the genius, and I mean this sincerely, the genius of the pro-life leaders who voted overwhelmingly, Republicans and Democrats voting for legislation that says we want that to be the law of North Dakota. We know full well it's going to be challenged. That was the idea, okay? And so what if that had actually been taken up by the Supreme Court and ultimately upheld? That would have meant no longer anywhere in the United States of America could abortion be performed once a heartbeat's detected. You would have had a game. You would have saved millions of lives with that one signature on that page by Jack Dalrymple. Now, was it a long shot given the current makeup of the Supreme Court? Absolutely. But you try. If anything's, you know, worth doing, you try, don't you? So that's where a governor can make a huge difference on that issue, coming from a conservative, common sense state like North Dakota. So, you know, I get that it's not going to be in his DNA to jump up and down about the issue. But I'd love to know, hey, I hear you. Yes, you know, I get a Christmas card from Doug every year, and it lists the months that his children have been alive. You know, and think about that, the months they've been alive. Kind of a unique way to do it. It always causes you to think, hey, old Joe now, you know, what? But you know, he knows how precious it is to have children, okay?
Yep.
And so, you know, I just think anybody that's been down that road has to think on this. And if they can tell me I'm fine, but I'm going to respect people on the other side, great. But if they're going to say, you know, I'm just, you know, I just we lost that issue and we just got to give that up. And wow, that's tough. And I was just trying to make that point without that was about my only, you know, that and a couple of energy questions were the only ones that were my questions. The rest were from the audience today. So.
Yep. And the only other comment I have as far as Trump is concerned, you know, I appreciate the fact that he's brought front and center exactly how this nation feels, and I think the support that's behind him is because of that. But when it was kind of, I compare it to the Beatles thing, back when the Beatles said they were more popular than Jesus, and they lost a whole lot by then, he lost me when he said he could stand out in the street and shoot somebody and still win. So,
there's a level of arrogance. Level of arrogance there. Yeah. So you've swung to what camp, Mary?
Well, I've always been a Carson supporter. I just kind of figured Trump would, you know, I thought eventually Trump would lose some steam there. And one of these remarks, and I know I've heard you say that along with several other people, that one of those remarks one time was going to finally fry him. And for me, that was the remark that finally did it for me. And I'm still hoping and praying that somehow Ben Carson comes out of this, because to me, he seems to have some common sense there. But quite honestly, come the end of the day, if Trump's the one that gets the nomination, he'll be the one I'm voting for.
Mary, appreciate the call.
I'm not going to vote for the other knotheads.
I appreciate your call, Mary. Thanks a ton. 800-228-0550. A couple of off-air calls that have come in. Go ahead and roll. It's Todd, the radio guy.
Hi, my name is Dave. I'm calling from Minot. And I just want to thank What's On Your Mind for having this interview with Doug Burgum. And I want to thank Doug Burgum for his honesty about the question he just answered about abortion. Because it is important, how he answers that question. And he gave an answer. It helps me decide that I won't vote for him because of that particular answer. So I really appreciate the show, appreciate Doug Burgum's honesty, and I think he should rethink whether or not that's a good position on his part. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Jacob in South Dakota, what's next? What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, this is Jacob. Say, I just had a quick thought on the abortion thing, but, you know, if they found a single cell on Mars, they would call it, they'd scream to the heavens that they found life on Mars. But if they find a single cell in a womb, that's not a life. So the double standard is kind of ridiculous, I guess. But
it's a good point. And I tell you what, Jacob, thank you, because I think the analogies on these issues are really important. It helps people really understand, you know, that issue. And you raise another very good one there. Look what we do to save a spotted owl. We're crying out loud. And look at, you know, our spider or, you know, tiny little fish in California destroying jobs. Amazing.
We
want
to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
You're invited to the North Dakota Family Alliance's 2016 Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet. Monday, April 4th in Bismarck, Tuesday, April 5th in Fargo. You won't want to miss this great evening, highlighted by an inspiring message from nationally known guest speakers, the Benham Brothers. To learn more about hosting a table, underwriting opportunities, or reserving a seat, go to ndfa.org. ndfa.org. That's the North Dakota Family Alliance's Faith, Family, and Freedom Dessert Banquet in Bismarck on April 4th and Fargo on April 5th.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On your last news break, there was an announcement that the last Democratic possible candidate to run for the governor's office had decided not to run, and right now the Democratic Party does not have a candidate to run for the North Dakota governor's house, and I beg to differ, because they have Doug Burgum, who won't take a stand for life. He basically wishy-washy, saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, the fight's over.
So the more calls that are coming in, obviously, in reaction to our conversation with Doug Burgum, Welcome others as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Doug Burgum needs to answer this question. That's quite obvious of North Dakotans. You know, I want to say this. You know, it is not the issue that you necessarily can affect the most change on, right? It doesn't have to be this huge part of his portfolio. If I were him, I would say, look, I respect people on both sides of this issue, but what I'm going to do is defer on this issue to North Dakotans, and he said he'd listen to North Dakotans on this, and the representatives in the legislature. And if they pass legislation by a majority vote, it'll get my signature. I would do that because then it removes this issue. I'd like to know what's in his heart on it. I really would, because I think that speaks to the measure of the man. It's that important to me. I want to know. But he is definitely being sort of Ollie Frazier-like in dancing around in the answer, and that doesn't work for a lot of you, as you can hear. Okay, another clip. We just have a lot going on here, folks. We have...
I just like your own bumper music there. That's
do you? Filling the time, I guess, yeah. Texter says, Burgum does have a good pro-business message, but other than that, he's very iffy on other issues. Another said, did he ever answer the abortion question? Again, yes, he answered it, maybe not to the satisfaction of a lot of our listeners, but... So, anyway, this is going to be fascinating, folks. Get involved, roll up your sleeves, participate. It's democracy, and you are tuned to a place that's going to follow it to the degree you want us to follow it. All right? Same with the presidential race. Jeb Bush had a pretty good night last night. Don't throw anything at me now. I thought he did okay. We're asking what you thought of the debate. You can rate the debate at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Tell me how you think they did. Here is Jeb Bush last night on vets. I like this.
I will make sure that we fire the sheer incompetence inside the Department of Veterans Affairs, and that we'll give veterans a choice card so that they don't have to travel hours and hours to get care if they want to go to their private provider. You want to make the Veterans Administration do a better job? Give veterans choices, and you'll get a much better result.
Exactly right. Give them choices. Make it simple. Way to go, Jim. I thought he did great there. Ben Carson, we had Mary from Bismarck call earlier and say she's a Ben Carson fan. For his closing statement, went rather non-traditional. I loved it. We're going to play that in a little bit coming up, too. We have some other calls that have come in off here. Todd, go ahead and roll another that we haven't got to here yet. And others coming in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550.
Marco Rubio was very clever at trying to pin citizenship a debate there on Ted Cruz on a bill that he and Schumer forged together. What Ted Cruz did was put in amendments to deny citizenship for illegals. And like I said, Rubio was quick talking and very clever. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for the call. I am a Marco Rubio fan. I am. I'm a Ted Cruz fan. If you force me to pick between the two, in other words, Donald Trump gets hit by a bus tomorrow, and it's those two at the top of the pile, who do I go with? I honestly believe Marco Rubio would be more electable come November. The only chink in that armor is his position changed on immigration. I don't think there's any doubt about it. But I think it changed for the right reasons. And this is what I just detest about politicians. If you change your position, just be honest that you changed your position and tell me why. And then I'll decide whether you did it to just get votes or be better liked or get in front of a parade or whether it was for the right reasons. Now, Ted Cruz did the same thing, honestly. Ted Cruz was the anti-amnesty, I'm going to take this on, I'll die on this hill guy, and then cooks up a deal at the 11th hour. They were pressed very well by Megyn Kelly on that point yesterday. They both did. And the honest answer, in my opinion, is they both changed their opinions. They both changed their positions. Rubio more outwardly than Cruz, but both did it. Who gives a rip at this point? It is what it is. Let them explain it, and let's get on with it, okay? Just tell me what you're going to do going forward. We spend so much time looking back. We waste so much energy looking back. Where are you at? And if it's different than where you were, just explain it to me so I understand it and we can move on. It's my take. Welcome yours. And by the way, last night watching that debate, I just had a sense that Trump screwed up by not being there. The CNN thing played like a circus act. I understand it was for a good cause, but I don't think it was a good move. Can't tell you whether that'll be an accurate prediction or not until Tuesday. But
I had a military veteran come in and tell me in the control room this morning, wouldn't go on the air, but tell me that he was disgusted. And he was actually kind of a Trump guy, but he was disgusted that he was just using it as an op.
It was. See, that's the thing. That's what it was. It was, look, I'll show you.
Sticking by it.
Yeah, I'll show you. I agree. I think this could. I saw a lot of hands go up in that focus group Frank Luntz did for Rubio that came in, not Rubio fans, going to caucus for him. Rubio got more airtime because Donald Trump left. Does it make a difference? We'll see. Dave and Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Say, I'm just going to go back on this abortion issue. I had a little story here. I'll tell you, just take about 15, 20 seconds. I had a friend of mine. She's pro-choice, and she supports PETA and all that stuff. And I just threw a question. I said, what if I had a female dog that was pregnant, and I decided to give that dog an abortion? Oh, my gosh, she stopped me, and she went absolutely nuts. And she started calling me every word in the every swear word you could think of. I said, okay, then tell me why you're so pro-choice, why you think that a woman has a choice to end the life of a baby. Well, that's not a baby. That's a fetus. I said, baloney. There's a heartbeat there. That thing's alive. If that dog has a heartbeat, is it a puppy? She goes, of course. And I said, you are way off base, lady. And it's just amazing how, you know, whatever fits their side of the story, they'll go with it, but they just refuse to see the truth. You know, it just kind of bugs me. But anyway, that's all.
That's a good point, Dave. I've actually had the pleasure of interviewing a few folks from PETA over the years in different debates, you know, about, you know, they're having a fit over something or another. I can't even remember. But, you know, I'd always say, fine, have them on. Let's hear their side and have them on, have a little discussion. And then I would always say, do you mind if I ask you a question about a different topic? No, sure, fine. Would you be pro-life or pro-choice? Oh, I don't answer that question.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, you just got done for the last 25 minutes defending, you know, a seal. I love seals. They're cute. I go to the show and, you know, SeaWorld makes a lot of money when the Hennon family visits California looking at seals. But, I mean, if you can't tell me whether you're, you know, you got to do it. You got to do it. It's good entertainment. And, you know, I think it unveils some real hypocrisy there. Dave, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Freedom Friday. The Constitution, Article 5 Convention. We'll talk about it coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
When we talk about this hands-on training and other interactive training techniques, they play a very critical role when conveying safety knowledge and demonstrating that, you know, safe work behaviors. There's studies that actually have shown that incidents can be prevented if workers receive hands-on training. We're able to provide access to numerous hands-on training sessions that address some of the top causes of workplace injuries. Some examples would be fall protection and scaffolding protection, proper crane inspections, as well as confined space rescue. This conference, this 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it provides all that type of hands-on training opportunities that are hard to find anywhere else in the state.
The North Dakota Safety Council's 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference will be held February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center. To learn more about the numerous innovative hands-on training opportunities available at this special event, go to ndsc.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, it's Friday. Anybody notice?
Woohoo!
Yeah, I'm a little fired up. It's Friday. Mostly because I can't think of anything that I just, you know, absolutely positively have to do. Like, you know what I mean? So it isn't like there's this long agenda. Sometimes on the weekend, the honey-do list is really, really long. Carrie, give you one of those, Todd? You know, get that long, you know, sweep the garage. Yeah, what else do I got to do here? You know, trying to. I don't have one of those. I mean, I'm sure I'll have a honey-do list, but nothing just really crazy pressing. So kind of nice. Fired up for the weekend. Ready to go. Looking forward to being in Bismarck next week. Stanley next week will be the North Dakota Safety Council's annual conference. Big deal. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Be there. And it'll be a dandy. We'll be the Northwest Landowners Association gathering Tuesday morning up in Stanley, Montreal County South Complex there. So looking forward to being out there. Can't wait. Be back soon in Watford City for the unveiling of the new school. All the heart has to be put away. So that's on the docket for February. A lot of fun things coming up and can hardly wait. Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. B-Mobile. It's just a better way to be. And especially when you need a new smartphone or a tablet, to buy one from a local family-owned company. Don't you love that? I love that. And B-Mobile is just that. They're in Minot, North Broadway and Dakota Square Mall. They're in Devil's Lake, Botno, Williston, Wappan, Valley City, Jamestown, Grand Forks, Detroit Lakes, Bismarck, North Fargo, South Fargo. They're everywhere. That's right. Because every moment matters. They're where you need to be. And, you know, with Verizon, they're pretty much everywhere you're at. Home, lakes, beyond, wherever. Great coverage. And when you go into a B-Mobile location, there's no lines, there's no hassles, they just take care of you. Find a location near you, bmobile.com, connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Okay. One quick thing I need to do before we go to Freedom Friday and Mr. Mark, the Freedom Poet Skogerbo, to talk about the Constitution is address some commentary that I received yesterday related to our conversation with Trent Luce and the death of a rancher up there in that law enforcement encounter. Some of you thought that I was quick to, along with Trent, throw law enforcement under the bus. And Trent recounted testimony of an eyewitness, someone that was in the vehicle, of the rancher who was shot. And it's not a good picture. There was some video footage put out yesterday and a different narrative that's coming from law enforcement. Video footage from a plane, so it's not the best to get a sense of what's going on and why. But I want to just say to anybody that thinks I'm one of these people that knee-jerk takes on law enforcement when these situations go bad, I'm not. And I think my record would prove that on this air I don't jump to conclusions. In fact, I often say, you know, look, I'm going to err on the side of believing the law enforcement side on this. But I need to, in this case, tell you why I am more skeptical of their side of the story than the eyewitnesses' side of the story, because this all relates to flat-out federal government harassment of people because they privately own land. And this has been going on for a long time, decades, this Hammond family in Oregon. They have been repeatedly harassed. They've been offered to have all charges dropped and everything will go away, but just sell us your land. And that's why these people have descended from Arizona and Nevada and other places on Oregon to stand for them. And, you know, again, really, how big of a deal was it that these people were in an open, unlocked shelter at this wildlife refuge? Did this stop really need to happen, this confrontation? But you just got to know it in the context of people who have literally been harassed by the feds. Harassed. Read the story from beginning to end and tell me if I'm wrong. They have been. That's why in this one, I'm not so sure. So I need to tell you that. Chris and Bismarck. Are you there, Chris?
Wow.
Yeah, we went to a line. Chris and Bismarck wanted to talk about that, I think. But that's all I'm going to say on today. If you want to talk about it another time. But we've had calls, emails from a handful of folks saying, oh, I can't believe you did that to law enforcement. First of all, I'm not doing that to law enforcement. I'm skeptical of some particular officers in Oregon because of what this family's been put through. I'll just leave it at that. So, Trent Luce, where his gut is, my gut is on this one. Okay. So let's talk about the Constitution. Who watched last night's debate? Our next guest, Mark the Freedom Poet, did. The greatest defender of the Constitution I've ever known, the greatest teacher of the Constitution I've ever known, which is why he is a regular guest of ours on Freedom Friday. Hello, Mr. Mark. How are you?
I'm great. Wow, very gracious of you to say such kind words, sir. That's wonderful.
Now, I have not, you and I have not had this conversation before, but I'm waging a guess that this was your favorite moment of the night last night in the debate. Roll that, Todd, the radio god.
Please think of our founding fathers as you listen. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the benefits of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. Folks, it's not too late. Enough said.
Now, I don't know how well that played in the room. And, you know, I've heard others grumble, what's he doing? I thought it was fantastic. What a novel concept to have a presidential candidate actually read the preamble of the Constitution. What'd you think, Mark?
I got chills. It was fantastic. He only got one word wrong. I think he memorized it. He said benefits of liberty instead of the blessings of liberty. But I'll tell you what, I believe that he is the real adult in the room. He hasn't been throwing bombs at each other. He's so soft-spoken that he probably doesn't have much of a chance. But I was so impressed. I love and pray for Dr. Carson regularly.
Yeah, a lot of
the preamble to the Constitution, by the way, that he read or recited.
Yeah, isn't that something? I mean, I thought of you right away the second it happened.
I was literally goosebumps, man.
So cool. So cool. It is.
So very cool.
And you know what? Every American needs a little refresher on the Constitution and what it stands for.
Yeah.
And
They're not teaching it in the schools because they don't believe in a Republican form of government. Schools, there's no free enterprise. The best teacher, the worst teacher gets paid the same. There's no opportunity for pursuit of excellence by the teachers if they want to have some kind of a material reward. All we got to do is go to school. In a lot of schools, it's just a matter of tenure. So we need to inculcate free enterprise principles in education, but even more important than that is we've got to have curriculum that enthusiastically embraces and teaches the greatest constitution in the history of mankind.
Let's talk about Article 5 of the Constitution today. First of all, can people change the Constitution?
Yep, there's two ways. Article 5. Now, folks, first of all, while you're getting to Article 5, notice Article 1 is the biggest article that's about the legislation. It starts with all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress. That means every law making power is in the Congress, which shall consist of a House and a Senate. Then you go to a smaller section, 2, which is about the presidential power, and then you go to the much smaller one than that, Article 3, which is about the courts, okay? Then you move on to Article 5, which is talks about how we change the Constitution by amending it, not by changing the great preamble, not by changing Article 1, 2, and 3, but amending the Constitution. We've done it 27 times. The first 10 were the Bill of Rights passed by our first Congress in 1789. We can pass, and it's important to read this word for word to you. This is how we, the people, change the Constitution, and George Washington said this is the only way, only two ways. The Congress, whenever two-thirds of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution, or, and here's the Mark Levin, the Mark Scogabo, the Mark the Freedom Poet, this is the... or on the application of the legislatures of two-thirds of the several states, shall call a convention for proposing amendments.
Okay, so we need to talk about that. What is a convention of the states? What are they talking about there?
They're talking about a convention, not a constitutional convention, and here's where it catches people's hair on fire. This is not to rewrite a constitution like when we replace the Articles of Confederation with its constitution. This is to simply add or clarify the constitution, and there's only been 27 of them ever done. None of them have ever been done this way because it's a little complicated. What you need to have is two-thirds of the state legislators, that's by simple majority, that means 34 states, I have to agree on exactly that they want to have a amendment constitution. When that happens, then it gets really hard because okay, you've got to agree on the exact language.
So you're saying everybody is working off the same hymnal, if you will. And singing from the same hymnal on exactly what it is we're trying to change. And that piece of paper needs to go to every one of these. Okay, wow. So does that exist today? And, you know, so first of all, how do you decide that?
Okay, first of all, and all you got to do is have in North Dakota, the magic number is you've got 47 senators. 24 of them have to want to call an amendment convention. And then you have 94 in your house, 48 is that magic number, which gives you the legislatures, it just means simple majority, 72 people in North Dakota can literally call, can join 33 other states. Several of them have already agreed that they want to have a balanced budget. They want to have states' input on balancing the federal budget. The one that I'm promoting aggressively is that marriage shall be between... a natural marriage shall be between a man and woman, shall be the definition of marriage in America. We've already had 50 million people in 30-some states have already agreed to that, including liberal California, but we had 5 Supreme Court judges, just 5 of the 9, say no. That
all right,
marriage
so you,
can be between same sex.
But I want to understand... You've described two examples. How do you agree on, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick this. The federal debt's crazy. Let's balance the budget for crying out loud. Oh, no, we believe that, you know, marriage needs to be defined because of what the Supreme Court did. How do you decide, well, you'll have to answer this on the other side of the break, what that issue is going to be, because that seems like herding cats. We are trying to get all these folks to sing off the same sheet of music here. We'll pick that up on the other side of the break and welcome your questions as well. For Mark the Freedom Poet, don't touch
You're
that dial.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panelists Tommy Grisafi, Dwayne Bussey, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the 5 most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Asmus, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis,
Office will provide a global economic outlook. NDSU Distinguished Professor and noted authority on grain marketing and international trade, Dr. Bill Wilson, will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in China and what this means for North Dakota soybean producers. Join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Army, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we need you to do. You like cheap electricity? You like reliable electricity? If you want affordable, reliable electricity to continue, you have to join the Army because they're coming for it. They being the feds. Look what they're trying to do with this clean power plant. Find out more about it at secureenergyfuture.org. Do you want that? This is about your kids and your grandkids. This is about the economy that they will inherit. Because, folks, if they get their way, the cost of electricity will necessarily skyrocket. And it'll make it more difficult to employ people, to build things, to do things. And the cost of everything goes up when the cost of electricity goes up. That's why you need to engage. That's why I ask you to join the Army. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Let your elected leaders know your opinion on this, and you can do it in a real easy way, and you can inform yourself on the issue, too. We're back with Mark the Freedom Poet on our Freedom Friday, talking Article 5 of the Constitution and ultimately a way to Okay, we agree. Donald Trump's a great example of what's going on. For that matter, on the left, Bernie Sanders is. He'd take us in a different way. But the fact that these people could have any shot in this environment just tells you everything you knew about presidential politics, everything you knew about government is gone. It's out the window. It's different. Why? People have had it. They've had it with $20 trillion in debt. They've had it with our Constitution being shredded. There's a fix. It's called Article 5, a convention of the states. Our friend Mark the Freedom Poet has explained it. Now, every one of these states that would have to do this convention of the states and say, here's the change we want, have to agree on what that is. I'm asking you how in the world you can accomplish something like that. You really have to pick something like the debt or balancing the budget. Isn't it like herding cats, Mark?
That's a great example, herding cats, and this is the greatest check and balance of all, because not only do 34 states, that's two-thirds, have to agree exactly, for example, that we shall have a balanced budget except in war, or we shall have, or my other example was traditional marriage be one man and one woman, but then you've got to send this out once you agree on the exact words. So then it's registered with the registrar of the Congress, and then it goes out, it has 38 states have to exactly agree on it. And I'll tell you what, there is so much anger towards the Supreme Court justices' abuse of power, the oligarchy, that term limits, that's one of the amendments that Levin has offered. I think
that's
pretty fast, but each one will have its own track and its own energy and its own supporters. So these are separate. They would have a convention where all of these could be discussed, but unless 34 states agree exactly. And now think about this. Republicans control 69 of the 99 legislative bodies in the states. We have 7,383 state legislators, and over 4,000 of them are Republicans. This is not going to be a runaway convention, but the federal judges, the president, the governors, the Congress cannot mess with the people who want to amend the Constitution.
All right. So you,
this is a doable thing.
Ralph and Gladstone, question for Mark the Freedom Poet. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear you talking about this constitutional convention thing, and I've studied this and kind of been down this road before. And
but can I just interject for a second, Ralph? It's not a constitutional convention.
Right.
It's a convention to propose an amendment.
Convention of the states. Yeah. Yeah. So just
that's
big difference.
Considering all the radical Islam, ISIS, and everything that's coming into this country, there is absolutely nothing to stop this from being a runaway convention.
First of all, here's what has to happen for North Dakota to be one of the 34 states. Both your House and your legislature, which are controlled by Republicans, would have to, the majority of which would have to agree. That means you'd have to have 72 people that you have elected in North Dakota. You only elect one half of your Senate and representatives each year. So this comes down to specific people who are your servants. And
we're
closer to the people than anything else.
Yeah,
Mark, no way ISIS is going to be able to impact this process.
Mark Levin, who is a author and constitutional expert and friend of Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh's, an expert on this, has written a book about this. And he explained to Ralph's point here, that a lot of people confuse this with the Constitutional Convention, which could be runaway and end up being all kinds of different issues. That's why you go with this different one than Marcus explained today. I'm going to go to Jan in Granville next for Mark the Freedom Poet. Go ahead, Jan.
Hey, when I heard Ben Carson last night with the preamble to the Constitution, I cried. Because I remember when back in the 40s, when I was in ninth grade through the end of your school years, you had to take social studies and history. And we could not pass on to eighth grade from the ninth grade unless we memorized the preamble to the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. They were so pro-American in those days. And now my grandchildren in Minneapolis, they don't know anything about the United States. Nothing. And they do have classes on how to criticize it.
Right.
That's my
point.
Yeah.
And it is by far, America became the richest, strongest, most free, most generous, most fair nation in all of history. We're an idea that all men are created by God equal. And our rights come from Him.
Yeah, Jan, that's really awesome.
This is infuses this whole debate on Article 5, is that America has got a deep roots of people that will die rather than let Islam replace, or any other radical socialism or communism replace our Constitution.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We're up against the clock, so I can't tell you more, but I love the fact you cried. Mark, very quickly, what's happening next Friday or Saturday? Next Saturday.
Saturday, we're going to have honor 105th birthday of Reagan. We're going to march from the Statue of Abe Lincoln to the Statue of Reagan at 2 in the afternoon and sing happy birthday to Ronald Reagan. 10:30 in the morning, I'm at a pizza ranch giving a 40-minute talk about Ronald
Reagan. There you go. Next Saturday, Rapid City, South Dakota, folks. Take that in.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property right issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they've put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.